After staying in Antioch some time, Paul left and traveled throughout the Galatian country and Phrygia, bringing strength to all the disciples. A Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, an eloquent speaker, arrived in Ephesus. He was an authority on the Scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord and with ardent spirit spoke and taught accurately about Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside, explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wanted to cross the Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. After his arrival, he gave great assistance to those who had come to believe through grace. He vigorously refuted the Jews in public, establishing from the Scriptures that Christ is Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'm often intrigued by characters who appear in the Scriptures and then seem to just fade away and disappear. There are three such people in the reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, and I'd like to spend a few moments reflecting on them. The first is Apollos, who was a Jew from Alexandria and an eloquent speaker who later became a grace-filled Christian preacher. But in today's reading, he had to be coached and tutored by Aquila and his wife Priscilla. They were a Jewish couple living in Ephesus, also originally from Alexandria, and they recognized Apollos' gifts and took him under their wing and explained the gospel to him more accurately. My first thought is that I know numerous situations where a young priest, fresh out of the seminary, is placed in charge of a parish because there is simply no other experienced priests available. If only these young priests put themselves in the hands of a seasoned married couple like Aquila and Priscilla, if only they were humble enough to recognize they needed the experience and wisdom of others to lead a parish. But also, if only there were folks like Aquila and Priscilla to enter into relationship with a young man to help him pastor the parish. First, Apollos. He was one of perhaps a million Jews living in Alexandria at that time. Scholars have suggested that he preached with the allegorical style of a very famous Jewish philosopher named Philo, who was also from Alexandria. The Dominican scripture scholar Jerome Murphy O'Connor wrote that it is difficult to imagine that an Alexandrian Jew could have escaped the influence of Philo, that great intellectual leader. Alexandria was a city of scholars, many of whom believed in the allegorical interpretation of the Bible. This means simply that they believed that not only did the Old Testament record history, but that every recorded event had an inner meaning, something pointing to something else. Because of this, Apollos could be exceedingly useful in discussions with the Jews, because he, Apollos, could be able to find Christ all over the Old Testament and to prove to them that the Bible looked forward all the time to the coming of the Savior, the Christ. In our reading today, Apollos is described as being fervent in spirit, teaching accurately the things concerning Jesus. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians mentions Apollos as an important figure at Corinth. when there was some misunderstanding, Paul clarified the theology of it by saying, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. Apollos was an evangelist, an apologist, a church leader, and a friend of St. Paul. He is regarded as a saint by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. This paragraph of the Acts of the Apostles states that despite his brilliance, learning, and eloquence, Apollos had not advanced beyond the teaching of John the Baptizer. Excuse me. Apollos was certainly on the way toward being a disciple of Christ and was a person of tremendous goodwill. Yet goodwill was not enough. The plan of God, Apollos would be led into the mystery of Jesus through the ministry of the couple Priscilla and Aquila. Apollos taught the gospel of Christ as far as John's ministry would carry him, but no further. He must have heard of Christ's death and resurrection, but not the mystery of them. Though he had not the miraculous gifts of the Spirit as the apostles had, he made use of the gifts he had. The Spirit, whatever the measure of it may be, is given to every human being. Apollos was a lively, affectionate preacher, fervent in spirit. He was full of zeal for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. Aquila and Priscilla considered his disadvantages that he had labored under in having themselves got knowledge in the truths of the gospel by their long conversations with Paul. They told what they knew to him. Young scholars may gain a great deal to converse with old Christians. Those who do believe through grace still need help. As long as they are in the world, they are reminders of unbelief and something lacking in their faith to be perfected and the work of faith to be fulfilled. Our business is to preach the word, to preach Christ, not only to preach the truth, but to prove and defend it with meekness, yet with power. In summary, Apollos was a man of letters with a zeal for the Lord, with a talent for preaching. He labored in the Lord's work. He labored in the Lord's work, aiding the ministry of the apostles and faithfully building up the church. His life should encourage all of us to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and to use our God-given gifts to promote truth. Aquila and Priscilla first heard Apollos when they were in Ephesus. They were deeply impressed by his sincerity, his love of God, his knowledge of the Old Testament scriptures. He could be used, they thought, in the service of Jesus, but his message was deficient. All he knew beyond the Old Testament was the message of John the Baptist, which merely looked forward to the coming Messiah. So when Priscilla and Aquila heard Apollos, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. They lovingly and patiently rehearsed the life and ministry of Jesus Christ on earth. His death on Calvary's cross, his victorious resurrection from the tomb, and glorious ascension into heaven, the necessity of personal salvation from sin by faith in Him, and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Aquila and Priscilla may not have been accomplished public speakers, but they were diligent students of the Word. They loved to share it with others. They were even willing to invest the time necessary to take one young man under their care and pour into his life the things of Christ. Apollos had a keen mind and a quick understanding. He absorbed the truth they taught him and made it a part of their life and ministry. And as a result of this encounter with Aquila and Priscilla, he became an effective servant of God, whom some of the Corinthians later placed on a level with Peter and Paul. Aquila and Priscilla not only made their living together as tent makers, but they grew in the Word together. They served the Lord together as a married couple. We know it from what we have already seen, but there is another facet of their Christian service that bears mentioning. When Paul left Antioch on his third missionary journey, he traveled through Asia Minor by land and returned to Ephesus, where he remained teaching the Word of God for approximately 3 years. During that period of time, he wrote the first letter to the Corinthians, and he said, "The churches of Asia greet you, Aquila and Priscilla, greet you heartily in the Lord, with the church that is in their home." When Paul left Ephesus to Greece, they evidently believed God was directing them back to Rome. The Emperor Claudius was dead now, so the move seemed safe, and Rome surely needed a gospel witness. So off they went. Paul wrote his epistle to the Romans from Greece on that third missionary journey. And he wrote, "Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my life risked their own, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Also greet the church that is in their house." There was one short statement in the greeting in the letter to the Romans that I want to underscore. It said about Priscilla and Aquila, "For my life they risked their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles." We do not know what Paul was referring to. We don't know what happened, but somewhere, somehow, Aquila and Priscilla, together, endangered their own lives to save Paul's, and for that we also can give thanks to God. They are mentioned one more time in the New Testament, in the last chapter of the last book. The Apostle Paul wrote, the last book that the Apostle Paul wrote. It had been 16 years since Paul first met them at Corinth, and now he was in a Roman prison for the second time. His death at the hands of the Emperor Nero was imminent, and he was writing the last paragraph of his life, his long and fruitful life. He wrote to Timothy, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of their household. He was thinking of his dear friends who were back in Ephesus, where Timothy was now ministering, possibly having left Rome to escape Nero's latest outburst of persecution against Christians. It was just a brief and simple greeting, using a short form of Priscilla's name that we have seen in several other passages. But Paul wanted to be remembered to them